podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College. I'm media technologist Tom Corcoran, and this is the IDC Podcast, episode number 57, for the week of March 17th through the 21st, 2008. Assistant Professor of English in Alternative Learning, Rachel Hills will be hosting the fifth of her five-part Faculty Academy 1 series of workshops on Tuesday, March 20th, from 9:30 to 11 a.m., held in the IDC. This week's topic is on wrapping up. Contact Rachel Hills at rachel.hills@heartland.edu for more information on participating in these Faculty Academy workshops. The fifth of the Faculty Academy 2 workshops, hosted by Patrick Shinville, will be on Friday, March 21st. These Faculty Academy workshops are based on the book, The Courage to Teach, by Parker Palmer. And this week's topic is on learning in community, with the discussion held online in WebCT. For more information on participating in these Faculty Academy 2 workshops, contact Patrick Shinville at patrick.shinville@heartland.edu. In another installment of the Tips and Tricks section, we will continue with the discussion on Web 2.0 in higher education. This week's discussion is on Skype. Skype is a computer program that you can use to make free phone calls to other Skype users through a voice over internet protocol, or VoIP, connection. You can also use Skype to call cell phones and landline phone numbers for a fee. However, it cannot be used for calling emergency numbers. The program is free to download and is compatible with and available on all major current operating systems, including Windows, Macintosh, and Linux, and can be found at http://www.skype.com. Some of the additional features of Skype include video conferencing, using your computer and a webcam for free, and instant messaging and conference call and group chat functions for a fee. The only thing you need besides the computer, application, and internet connection is a headset with a microphone to speak your calls into. Is this something that could be used in higher education? Skype could be incorporated into distance education quite nicely if both the faculty and student has a webcam and a computer capable of running voice over internet protocol. If that's the case, then live video office hours could be held where students call your Skype number and chat with you as if you were face-to-face. And remember, with Skype-to-Skype calls, this is a free call. There are also potential security issues with using a technology like Skype. The way that Skype works turns other computers in the same network into nodes, using their bandwidth to assist with the Skype call. Although there is some disagreement as to what exactly Skype does and does not do on a network, some universities consider this to be a serious enough problem to discourage Skype use and possibly even ban the use of Skype. The fact that Skype apparently works over a dial-up connection discredits some of the controversial statements made about this technology. More information about these issues can be found by doing a search for Skype and higher education. More information about Skype, including downloading this application for your computer, is available again at www.skype.com. Thanks for listening to this episode of the IDC Podcast. The IDC Podcast is updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, as well as educational technology tips and tricks. If you're in need of assistance with the services we offer in the IDC, have questions or comments, check our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's all for this week's IDC podcast. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.